My brain is like in shock right now. I just don't even believe that this just happened. It's insane. That's insane.
To me, he's everything. Always been. I've been following him since 1996 and when he was drafted 17 years old. It was a big part of my life.
Tears, shock, and sadness continue to hit people over the death of NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and seven others in a Sunday morning helicopter crash in Calabasas. Bryant was headed from Orange County to Ventura County for a youth basketball game in Newberry Park. The helicopter left John Wayne Airport at 9:06 a.m. It went down just before 10 a.m. on a mountainside off of Las Virgenes Road and Willow Glen Street in Calabasas. E.L. Smenner lives in the neighborhood.
I was sitting in my family room on the phone, and I heard the heli flying very low, and then I heard a kind of a dry noise of falling something. I didn't pay much attention because I thought, you know, it's probably the helicopter of the sheriff department. It wasn't a blast. I forgot about it. An hour later, my wife is telling me the helicopter fell on Las Virgenes Road, and then I connected the dots.
Los Angeles County Fire Chief Darrell Osby.
There was a debris field and steep terrain with a quarter acre of brush fire. Our firefighters hiked in to the accident site with their medical equipment and hose lines to extinguish the stubborn fire. In addition to our firefighters hiking into the incident, we had one helicopter with firefighter paramedics on board. Those paramedics were hoisted down to the incident early. They did a search of the area for survivors. Unfortunately, all perished.
Authorities closed Las Virgenes Road to traffic, but hundreds of people walked into the area just below the crash scene to pay their respects. Even as smoke still rose from the crash scene hours later and television news helicopters roared overhead, people wore their Kobe jerseys, brought flowers, and shared their stories.
I was sitting behind the Laker bench when they played Boston for the World Championship a number of years ago. It's unbelievable. You think back to I'm old enough to remember, of course, when Kennedy was shot, Princess Di. It's just real things, but I think it's a more of a personal level because being raised here in L.A. and then to hear this.
Hundreds of people also gathered at the Mamba Sports Academy in Newberry Park. It's where Kobe, his daughter, and the rest of the passengers in the helicopter were headed. Bryant founded the academy in 2018 as a multi-sport training facility for young athletes. Tyler Anderson goes to the academy and says he was stunned by news of the accident.
Definitely, it came really fast and no one expected it. I've just been praying for him and his family.
Tyler's mother, Judy Anderson, brought flowers to add to what's become an impromptu memorial outside of the sports academy.
This is to pay respect to Kobe and his daughter Gigi and the other seven lives lost. I was in shock. I felt sick to my stomach when I heard.
National Transportation Safety Board and FAA investigators are on scene beginning their investigations into what led to the crash. There was low clouds and fog in the area at the time of the accident, but we have no word yet if that was a factor. Los Angeles County firefighters were able to get a helicopter to the scene within minutes of the crash. The helicopter was a Sikorsky S-76B. They're designed to have a crew of 2 and up to 13 passengers. They're commonly used in the corporate world and have an excellent safety record. But for family, friends, and fans, the why of what happened pales in comparison with the fact that it occurred.
I am still in shock. I mean, I'm not digesting what's going on here. It's a surreal feeling kind of thing. And to note Kobe Bryant among all these people in this quiet neighborhood, is a shock. I'm still in shock.
Bryant played his entire 20-year career with the Los Angeles Lakers, winning 5 NBA championships and making the NBA All-Star team 18 times. He was just 41 years old. Bryant is survived by his wife, Vanessa, and 3 daughters. In Calabasas, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.